we'll start our post-championship press conference, and we're now joined by Noah Gregson. We will go right to questions. We have a mic in the back. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll get you that mic to you. Who wants to start off with for Noah? Let's go with Matt, then Dustin.
I guess we'll start with the handshake. How important, or why was that important for you to go over there and offer him that?
Because they did a good job. They beat us.
And then we're not that far removed, I feel like, from you being in kind of a similar place to Ty, in that every step you turn around, people are telling you, you're not doing this the right way, you shouldn't say that, you shouldn't do that. Do you think there is a version of Ty that can grow from this? And if you were to have an honest conversation with him, how does he go from where he is now to where you are now, going to the Cup Series and kind of turning the page?
Yeah, I think I've been in that position before, and it takes a lot of things, and it's to be honest with yourself. It's to have, you know, honest people around you to sit you down and say, hey, you know, change needs to be made. But, you know, I've had a conversation with Ty the day after Portland in Gateway, and let him know how I felt, let him know if he gets into us, to what the consequences are going to be. And, you know, just, I used to be buddies with him when he was younger. You know, it probably 3-4 years ago, he was a super cool kid. He really was, but I don't know. It's just kind of changed over the last couple years. And I've told him that, and he knows that. And I don't want to really go into much more detail about that, out of respect for him and whatnot. But I told him that, hey, he used to be a super cool kid, and he kind of turned into a little bit of a douchebag. So there's your quote, your headliners. But, you know, he can still grow from it, and he did a great job. They won the race fair and square today. And it takes great people around you to learn, and I think he is capable. He has the potential to learn. He's a great race car driver, and I've been in those shoes too, where it just seems like he can't do nothing right, and it's you against the world and whatnot. But at the end of the day, I think he's got potential, and he hasn't reached his full potential yet off the track.
We're obviously now joined by Justin Allgaier as well, and we'll continue with questions to Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Noah, obviously a lot of talk about Ross Chastain's move out from last week. Was there ever any consideration to try that in your position in the last lap?
Yeah, I looked about 10 to go into turn three. But the pocket, it just like the straightaway is straight, and then it opens up to the right quite a bit. I feel like you need to be on the wall entering through the corner. You can't just bang it. But after I saw that pocket, I knew my best opportunity was that, you know, after the way we've raced this year and where the record stood between, you know, him finishing us off and us finishing him off, I feel like, you know, if I was any closer, I would have got him. But I wasn't. And, you know, they won fair and square. We didn't execute our day on pit road, and you know, just got beat.
Well, I think in the last lap, there was like a lap car that you had to get around.
Yeah,
that also kind of messed there. That would have messed anything up, or there was no, you weren't even thinking about that.
No, I wasn't even really thinking about it. I wanted to win it fair and square, and I didn't know what would happen if I did try it. So, you know, I was more focused on just trying to get a good run off of two. We were just too tight and wasn't close enough.
Jamie?
Hey, Noah. I think about when the driver you were when you came into the Xfinity Series, the driver and the person that you are now, and what a big change. So I just wonder, now that you're moving up, what is it about the Xfinity Series that you're going to miss maybe the most, and maybe what you'll take with you into the next level?
I think one would be junior motorsports, obviously, but you know, just the people in the garage, the other team members. I've grown a lot of relationships over the years with a lot of the different drivers, a lot of the different team members, pit crew guys, which we'll still see each other around the garage. And then, you know, most importantly, I think Wayne Auten does an unbelievable job for our series. He really does. And I've become pretty close with him over the years and have had our hard times where it's not too fun of conversations in there. But at the end of the day, he wants the best for us, every single driver out there. And I'm thankful to be able to have competitors like we do in the Xfinity Series. I'm thankful to have Wayne Auten as a series director and all the officials too. I mean, I just have grown such a bond with really every member within the garage, every person, you know, throughout the garage, whether it be team member, official, and anywhere in between. So grateful to be able to have the opportunity these last 4 years with Junior Motorsports. Our 9 team is so tight, and we have so much fun. Would have loved to close the year out with a championship, but not meant to be. We just needed to be better tonight. But one thing I'll remember in 20 years is just the relationships that we had with everybody in the garage.
Before we go to Justin over here, any questions in the press box? Okay, Justin.
Yeah, Justin Schuler kicking the tires. Noah, on the flip side of that, you're going to the Cup Series racing for Petty, and it was announced earlier this weekend, Jimmy Johnson also joining in. So kind of now that this chapter closes, a new one opens, but not just a new one, probably the biggest one that anybody is going to have because racing for both 7-time champions. So what are those emotions, and what are you looking forward to most with that opportunity?
Well, I think the opportunity is massive for Petty GMS to be able to add Jimmy Johnson as a team owner role and, you know, teammate as he's going to be driving some races. For a young guy like myself who's moving up to the Cup level, it's going to be a rude awakening. It really is. I mean, Justin knows the difference between Xfinity and Cup racing. Everyone's good. Every lap, every restart, every trip down pit road, every single time, everybody's good in the whole entire field. You're not racing 10 guys. You're racing 30 guys, you know, so it's a lot harder. And I think having Jimmy Johnson as a mentor and a teammate and, you know, a owner and a friend, somebody who I can look up to and learn from, it's I don't think there's any negatives to it. I think there's a lot of positives. There's definitely going to be challenges. There's going to be adversity. It's not going to be easy, and we have our work cut out for us. But, you know, I think the envision that Maury Gallagher, the Petty family, Mike Beam, Joey Cohen, everybody involved, Dave Ellens, what they all have, you know, they want to be successful, and they're actually making moves. People say, you know, I want to do this or I want to do that, but they're actually making these moves and putting it into paper and fine print and making them official. And so, you know, I really do feel like the sky's the limit with this team. And we're going to have to work hard. There's no doubt about that, but excited for the opportunity.
Italy.
Justin, 5 times you've been a contender in this championship four. And, I mean, I just can't imagine how much this hurts to be that close and, you know, have to see someone else take away the hardware.
You know, I think tonight was a difficult one, but like Noah said, I mean, Tide had the best car. I mean, they executed all night. They made good adjustments. They beat us on pit road. I mean, they did all the right things. I was pretty disappointed. We got the lead there, and you know, there's some things I would do over if I got it back. We just, you know, we made good adjustments on our car. We just at the end there, we just as the sun went down, we just got a little too free and I was hanging on for all I had. I ran in the fence 3 or 4 times. Not sure that the motor isn't blowing up. I mean, we were puffing smoke out. I could see it. I could smell it. I'm pretty sure I broke some parts going across the apron a couple of times. So it wasn't the ideal race for us for sure, but we led a bunch of laps. And I think probably the hardest part for me, and I just told Dale this on pit road, is the fact that none of us from Junior Motorsports went to victory lane. You know, I look at every man and woman that works at our shop and, the passion, I mean, Noah talked about it with the relationships, but the passion for our team is so incredible. And in all four of our teams, the late model shop, Wyatt's, you know, go-kart and micro stuff. I mean, the it runs deep all the way through. And I just I wanted it for everybody that works there. I know Noah did as well. Same with Josh. I mean, we all wanted a win for our team tonight. I lost my voice. I was yelling at myself because I let the 54 get to my outside at one point there at the end. And I don't know that was the difference maker, but, you know, it's definitely frustrating to, you know, not be able to pull it off tonight. So proud of our team. I mean, we'll come back next year. You know, got an opportunity to do it again, but we're going to probably be a little salty for a few days and then go right back at it.
What was going on with the dash, and were you able to correct it?
No. I had no gauges from the time we rolled around under pace laps. So I take that back. Under pace laps, they started going out in and out, and then after about the first 15 laps, they were completely gone. And so Jason kept putting tape on it, and we did laugh after the race over. He said it's a lot more fun racing with no gauges because you just keep putting tape on it, and if something happens, you aren't going to know that it's going to happen first. So, yeah, I mean, we were, but I mean, you know, it's the Hendrick Engine Shop. I mean, obviously does a great job. We tried to give them everything we could. Chevrolet, I mean, everybody that's a partner of this organization, we just came up short.
And Noah, was losing 9 spots on pit road, you know, kind of the nail in the coffin?
No, it wasn't, because we came off pit road. We were in eighth. It was what it was. We still had laps left, and we still had opportunity. We weren't wrecked. We weren't into the garage. We still had opportunity. Just got beat, you know, there at the end. Started getting tight. Probably needed to be a little freer, but really proud of everyone's efforts all year long. And that's why, like, I'm mad at the result a little bit, but I'm not. I don't know. I felt like last year I was, like, way more mad just because, I don't know, I think this year I did my absolute best. Like, I can lay my head down after restarting eighth with 25, 30 to go and getting up to second and almost having a shot to win the race. I'm content with that. I don't think the driver a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago would be able to do that. So I did my absolute best. I drove my ass off. I tried my best and gave it everything I had. Just got beat. So I can't really hang my head after the season that we've had. 8 wins, led a lot of laps. How many laps did we lead? Do you know?
The timing and scoring went to.
Did I lead 25 or more?
Wait.
Yes, I got to 1,000 laps led in a season. I was hoping for. We had 975, but
these are the things we think about. By the way, as race car drivers, just so y'all are aware, these are the things we think about. You had 10 straight top 10 finishes too, to end the season. Just so you know, I saw that set on TV.
Yeah.
And finally, after all the drama last week, you guys feel like Ty raced both of you with respect, gave you room, you know, just minded his P's and Q's, so to speak, and, you know, as close as you guys were all racing together.
I think so. I mean, after the conversation in Portland that I had with him, you know, we raced really hard at Pocono, and, you know, I've made plenty of mistakes and been overly aggressive, but, you know, Pocono proved to me that, you know, he does have the potential and he's very, very talented. And sometimes you just got to put him back in his place a little bit. And, I mean, he raced us really, really hard, but really, really clean. And yeah. He raced like a champion tonight, and he deserves it.
Yeah, I mean, I think going to that, you know, Noah said something earlier is that we all make mistakes, right? We've all been there. We've all done that. You know, how he comes out of this is going to be on him, right? You know, whether it be another year here in the Cup Series, I mean, I think we all kind of agree he's probably going Cup racing next year in the A-team, but no official announcement. But, you know, I think he's going to have to right some wrongs, but it's a possibility. And as Noah said, I mean, he did the best job of any of us tonight. When we all moved up to the top, he stayed on the bottom, and he ran his line, and, you know, and you also got to think, like, He's super young. He's lived a different lifestyle than Noah and I have. And you know, he's making decisions based on what he thinks is best. Is that decision always best? Probably not. But we've all been there. We've done that. And, you know, he did a great job tonight. I mean, he ran the best race, and they had the best car. I mean, you can't knock him for that. I'm disappointed again. Like, I'm disappointed we couldn't beat him. But, I mean, I don't – everybody talked all this week like, oh, such and such is going to wreck the 54 this week. I knew nobody was going to do that. I mean, you know, it was the matter of us coming in here and trying to race it out and you know, go for broke, and we did.
Okay, we have we have time for two more for Noah and Justin, and then we'll get to Josh. We'll go to Nate and then end with Holly.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. Justin, I wanted to follow up on that about your battle with Ty. I mean, it was extremely fierce, but it seemed like it was extremely clean. I don't know if you guys made any contact at all. Can you just give us your perspective on that, and did you expect there to be contact?
I think one time we made, like, slight contact, and I was pretty impressed because I felt like I tried to take as much room as I could without having contact. But, you know, especially in some of those late race restarts, you know, Josh and I were talking about when we were walking over here, like, I pulled you know, a couple moves to try to get clear and get to the lead. And you know, you never know how that stuff's going to go, right? He had the opportunity to stick it on my door and potentially drive in as hard as I do. And if he does at that point, like, potentially we both wreck, right? So – I thought he did a good job in that regard, but I also felt like, you know, we all, like, I would say as a collective group, I mean, the four of us, I mean, I don't know why we end up 1, 2, 3, 4 in these races, but, like, you look at the history of this race, whether it be here, Homestead, whatever, like, the final four rise to the top, and we're all racing our guts out. And I don't, it's not that anybody lets you go. I don't think, maybe they did. I don't know. Maybe I look at it differently, but, you know, just it was cool to have all four of us up there battling. I mean, obviously, I know Josh had his issue on that one restart, but it was cool to have us all up there battling and be as clean as it was for tonight.
One follow-up on you forcing the issue a little bit there a few times. Were you mindful of what had happened over the last week and what he's been saying? Were you maybe taking advantage a little bit of the fact that he had to be a little bit more conservative, probably?
No, I mean, he was going to get booed either way. I mean, I don't mean that in a bad way, but, like, if I put him in a spot and he wrecks me, it's not – that's not necessarily his fault. And I think the fans weren't going to care either way, right? So, I mean, I don't know. I don't think I put him in a spot that he couldn't get out of, but he also didn't put me in a spot I couldn't get out of either. So I felt like it was just normal racing.
Go ahead, Holly.
Holly Kane with the NASCAR Wire Service. That was kind of what I was going to ask you. Did you guys feel like it was such a true championship battle? Because really, for the entire race, it was – for all intents and purposes, the four of you that were going to settle it up, that it really came down to being a championship in the truest sense of the word.
I think so. I think we all raced with a ton of respect, and we all four raced as champions in my mind. We raced each other really, really hard, and sometimes, you know, doored each other, you know, blending off the travel or through the dog leg or entering the corner, but we raced hard, and you know, for me personally, that's all you can ask for is to race each other as hard as you can. But you know, nobody. I mean, we're all still racing our tails off. Even last night in the truck race, it was an unbelievable finish. And I think we all four raced as champions tonight, and you know, is really cool.
Yeah, oddly enough, the best car, a truck, has won both races. I mean, Zane won both stages, won the race. Ty won both stages, won the race. Like, both got the pole. I don't know if that's any omen for tomorrow, but if it is, you might want to go put some money on Joey, I guess, for the cup race. But what's funny about that is that, like, when people look back at the box score at the end of the race, they're going to see who won, who got the pole, who won the stages, and it's going to be like, oh, man, these two dominated these races. But it really wasn't that way. I mean, it was wheel-to-wheel, battling it out. And I think that's why, like, when you start out in Daytona, man, we all want to get here. We want to get to this final four. And very rarely does it happen the way you envision it, right? Like, I didn't envision last week being the last one in coming to the checkered. I mean, literally, we took the white and I was out. We came the checkered, I was in. You don't envision it that way, but we still rose to the top here, and all four of us battled. And like Noah said, I mean, I think we all gave it everything we had and then some, and when you walk away from here, like, I told, you know, Noah said he's going to sleep good tonight. I'm going to sleep good tonight because I nothing else I could do.
Okay, Noah, Justin, congrats on a great season. Thank you for a great race. It was fun to watch. Enjoy the offseason.
Thanks all everyone in the media for all your guys' hard work over the year. It truly means a lot to myself and us drivers. So thanks for the long hours and all the hard work. We appreciate it.
Thanks, man. Okay, we're all right, we're now joined by Josh Berry. If you have a question for Josh, please raise your hand. We'll start back here to Justin.
Justin Schuler kicking the tires. Josh, can you kind of explain what happened and share what happened there in the turn where you went wide and hit the wall? Did it just get tight on you, loose, or what happened there?
Yeah, just, you know, it's just a tough situation right there. I think the restart, you know, the restart before the AJ got to my right rear and got by me on the outside up there, and it seemed to be widening out. And, you know, I guess I could, you know, basically say that I just, you know, I made a mistake there and got too high, but, you know, or had a moment, but I really, you know, I had full intentions of running up there to, you know, try to create some momentum for down the backstretch. And, you know, we had a long day, you know, long weekend really. And, just felt like, you know, maybe if we could get a good restart, get up front, maybe we could make something happen. But, obviously that didn't work, you know, or that didn't work out. So, you know, wish I could have that one over again, but, you know, it's hard to, like I said, we just didn't do what we needed to tonight.
Here to Lewis.
Lewis Torres, the podium finish. Before that restart, what do you feel like was amiss with the car to catch up with the other JRM cars and obviously Ty?
Yeah, I don't know, really. We just struggled all weekend being just really, really free, just kind of hanging on. And, you know, the first stage went all right for us. We worked our way to fourth. Some of those guys had pitted, but then lost some track position on pit road and just got mired back in like 10th, and then made a pretty big swing at it. Finally, we were just behind on adjusting all day. We should have just been more aggressive on adjusting it, you know, even from yesterday. And just like I said, just didn't have it there when it counted. You know, got up there to fourth a couple times, but we were kind of just hanging on to those guys. Like I said, just a tough day, but you'll have those in racing.
In spite of that, you've had a solid season, your first full campaign. What will you gain from this experience that will help going into 23?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a great experience, obviously, going through the playoffs for the first time and, you know, my first full season getting here. You know, it's just, you know, you hate to come this close or come this far and you know, not have a good race like you want. But, you know, unfortunately, in this format, there's one winner and three losers, and you know, sometimes that's just how it goes. So, like I said, we will. You know, there's going to be, I mean, reality of it is we know that there's going to be some personnel changes coming on at Junior Motorsports, and we have to work through all that the next couple weeks, and you know, try to make a plan and be better next year.
Go over here.
Thanks. Adam Carabine over here from RacingRefresh.com. I guess I was going to ask, is it hard to like look back on the season and feel like it was a success after you're not happy with how the last race went? Or, you know, maybe over time, are you able to look back and say like, wow, this was my first full-time season in the Xfinity Series and I made it to the Championship Four?
I mean, yes and no. I think you definitely, you know, right now, obviously, you know, it's a pretty disappointing feeling, right? I think once I can leave here and reflect on it a little bit, I realize that, you know, we did have a, you know, we had a really good year. I mean, we were right there, you know, in the top five in points, you know, won three races, you know, obviously advanced to the playoffs and the Championship Four. I mean, those are all, you know, really things that are super tough to accomplish. So definitely have a lot to look forward to next year. You know, you take, you know, if you look for me from afar, watching the Xfinity Series from afar for years, you know, I see that guys seem to really, you know, have a improvement in their second and third full-time year. You know, obviously those guys are younger than me typically, but, You know, I think that we're poised to continue to get better. And, you know, I'm looking forward to working hard this off season and trying to improve. And, you know, we'll see what we can do.
You said it's kind of tough to get this close and then to not win it at the very end. Would it be easier to just miss the playoffs and then continue on through that way? Or
no,
do
definitely
you prefer
not.
It this way?
No, definitely not. No, you definitely want to. I mean, I said it after we won Vegas. Making the championship four was a huge goal for us. So to accomplish that was a big deal. You know, just like I said, just the racer in me obviously is disappointed. I mean, we had our hands full tonight. Just need to go back and look and see why. I mean, this format is unique, right? I mean, you can dominate all year and get here, and if you don't have your best race or you don't have your best car, then you don't execute, then you don't win the championship. I mean, it's kind of unique for motorsports, but, you know, for other, you know, Super Bowl, things like that, it's common. You know, you can go undefeated and lose a Super Bowl and you're still not champion. So it's, you know, it's a complicated system, but we all know what we're getting into.
Cool.
Cole Cusimano with the Arizona Republic. Kind of piggybacking off what Luis was asking, this was your first Championship Four appearance. Was there anything about this experience that maybe surprised you that you weren't expecting?
No, I felt, you know, I felt really good all weekend. You know, it's just, you know, all you can do is go race. I mean, it's just one race, right? And you can overthink it if you want, but ultimately you just got to try to put your best effort together. I mean, I said before the race, that was our goal, is just try to have our best race of the year. And unfortunately we didn't do that. You know, we had opportunity there, you know, maybe on a restart, you know, like I said at the end, but it just, you know, obviously mistake there, got too high and party's over. So, like I said, well, you know, it's a tough day, but, you know, the sun will come up tomorrow and we'll move on.
Any questions from the press box?
No questions.
All right. We'll take two more down here. We'll go to Dustin and wrap over here.
Dustin Lomino, JC.com. Josh, you mentioned the crew chief change next year with Mike going to the competition director. How much say will you have in that?
I mean, yeah, I've definitely had some, you know, we've had some conversations over the last couple weeks, and obviously Luke's leaving too, so, you know, that opens up, you know, two positions there that we have to fill. You know, I kind of have an idea of what we're doing there, but, you know, we plan on, at least to my knowledge, I think we're going to iron that out here in the next week or two, and that way everybody over the off season knows what the plan is. So we're working through that, and I'm sure we'll have some news pretty soon.
We'll wrap right here.
Evan McNeely with Lumberjack. You had put in a lot of effort to get to that top four in tonight's race. Where was your confidence and energy once you had made your way through the field and were in there with the other championship four drivers?
Yeah, I mean, it was better, but still, you know, it was just such a battle on every one of those restarts. You just don't know, right? I mean, it's hard to, you know, when you work through there, you obviously, you know, I hadn't really experienced a restart from the first couple rows the whole time. So it's, you know, I wish that I could say that I was, you know, really confident in what we were doing, but just after the weekend we have, it was tough. You know, I put my car in a bad spot there, obviously, and slid up, but, you know, I could have. Like I said, the traction compound is so unique, right? Everybody talks about it all the time. You know, sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not, sometimes it's hard to tell, and unfortunately I just overstepped it there.
All right, Josh. Well, congratulations on a great season. Thank you for the time, and enjoy the off season.
Yep, thank you, guys.